Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating desk. We report on Roberto Castellano, date of birth 2/24/1982, date of procedure July 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Isabel Cruz. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with just colonoscopy. Indication is dysphagia, comma, abdominal pain, comma, history of PED, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description and procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions. Such a malignancy will explain to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care. While lubricated, anesthetic gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and Manson's direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, the retroflex is obtained at the cardiac aorta section from the stomach before withdrawal scope. Patient was a turner in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A while lubricated, anesthetic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or cystic valve complex of Holter. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, basin, and colon hepatoclexia transcolon, colon hepatoclexia ducin, and colon segment from the rectum. Retroflex II is obtained in the rectum. Boston Bell Prep scores greater as a 3, 1-1-1. Period. Poor prep. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. Go back. The biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line, Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block, comma. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line, there was a widely patent esophagus without any evidence of Schelsky's ring. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and the body for further evaluation and histology. Next line. I'll go back and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, gastric. There was evidence of a gastric antral ulcer, approximately 8 millimeters in size, with an S-jar over it, comma, fourth class 2C. Comma, biopsies were obtained circumferentially around the ulcer. Next line, the duodenum. The duodenal bulb was erythematous and mildly nodular. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, had colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bowel scores graded as a 3, 1-1-1, comma, full prep. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were moderate in size and erythematous. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following. Patient does have a prescription for this, but has not started it yet. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation of the ulcer. Healing, next line, recommend hemorrhoidal banding in the office. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy next available due to poor prep. Thank you. Follow up in the office is previously scheduled.